Hello and welcome to The Bits. This is Paulina.
And this is Quinn. And Claire, once again, unable to join us.
She orienteered her way out of this episode.
Yep, she sure did. Learning some survival skills this week so that she can star on the show alone, the reality show. So we're really proud of her.
I thought she was going on Naked and Afraid.
It's, you know what? I think those are the same thing.
Do we have, well, are they? One, you're naked, one, you're not. Do we have if Claire is fully clothed or not on her survival skills excursion? We'll get back to you on that.
Yeah, we'll keep you posted.
If she makes it back, unclear.
Yes.
But Quinn, you and I have some things to chat about. Thursday night was a big night for sports.
It was a big night, especially for us, because our two teams were playing.
Exactly. Yes. Our beloved Oilers, of course. I mean, no
Which
surprise
we will
there.
Get to. Yeah, obviously.
And then you and I are Green Bay Packers fans. So they had a big conference matchup.
Yes.
Against Detroit. And Detroit has been looking real good. Okay. I would also like to note that in an earlier episode, weeks back, right when the season was about to start, we were predicting some Super Bowl. We were doing some Super Bowl predictions. And I said Detroit Lions making it to the Super Bowl. I feel pretty good about that prediction still. They're on fire.
I think you should. And it's funny though, like listening to Lions fans. When you have a team like that, that's just like, you know, decades and decades of not winning, I can understand. Like, you know, it's the same as Oilers fans. Like, you just don't think that anything good is going to happen. So I know that a number of Lions fans were like, they're just going to lose to the Packers. And
how did you think the game was going to go before the game happened?
Well, and frankly, to go the other way as a Packers fan. I was like, I don't know if there's a chance here.
Yeah.
You know, like Detroit is just playing so well. But I mean, hell of an effort.
Well, Jordan
from our
Love,
guys.
I love.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
Every week, I just like fall more and more in love.
Yes.
Right? You know, I just,
when
they drafted him, it's like, what are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
They need more tools for like more targets for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And it turns out that this was all the play because the Packers could foresee a mental breakdown of Aaron Rodgers. And so they drafted Jordan Love.
Yeah. They could see that car breaking down and they were like, we got to get off this train before it goes full speed off the tracks, which it did.
Yeah, and it was heading towards a bridge. And
at first, when Love, like the, you know, it was a slower start. We're like, okay, I don't know about this. And then he's just really risen to the occasion and he's turned out to be such a solid quarterback for the Pack. And I'm loving that. But yeah, I expected Detroit to win. And I didn't expect the score to ultimately be that close in the end. And that's just a testament to like Green Bay. You can never count them out. That's the thing. Our entire lives of being Green Bay fans, I can probably say like, it's been a pretty good time to be a Green Bay fan. They've never been bad and you can never really count them out. And that's what I loved about it. But Detroit ultimately prevailed. I mean, the Campbell, the coach, like, man, that man is nuts. How do you feel as a Packers fan with the outcome of that game? Because I have some thoughts that you might not totally appreciate.
Well, just speaking to Dan Campbell, remember when we did a season preview, I said that he was one to watch because you know, like he's just not afraid and he gets criticism for it. You know, he's gotten criticism for, you know what? You can make those ballsy calls, but you got to move forward. People know they're coming now. But, you know, he
makes for exciting football, man. Like
it's just a lot of fun. And then just the enthusiasm and the fun that comes with him is just interesting. So how do I feel? I mean, obviously disappointed they lost. But I didn't have huge expectations going in, frankly. So, you know, And I mean, I'm not gonna lie, Jordan didn't have a great fantasy night. I don't want to get into fantasy too much. And I actually sat him, so my gut worked on that one.
Oh, good call.
Just gonna say, yeah.
And it was it wasn't just Jordan, we were pumping up Jordan's tires. It wasn't just Jordan that, brought them to that score and got them close. I do like him as a leader of the team, right? But I hate how much I kind of like Detroit. Like I wish they weren't in the same division
Yeah,
because
like NFC North foes, right? Like
I
you're like, God, I
know.
sure like them. Like
But
I
damn, I
hate the
like the fa
Vikings, you
I
know?
oh,
And but
100%.
like I can't hate the Lions.
No, because the Lions, like they kind of have earned this Cinderella story in a way. And again, the coach, love to watch the guy. And I also kind of enjoy the fans. Like there was a guy there last night who was grating a piece of cheese in the stands, and I'm like, that is perfection. No notes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Obsessed.
Keep up the good work. A
Yes.
plus, A plus plus. Yeah, you sent that to me on Instagram and it was just like, wow, that's against my team. And I'm proud of you, man.
I was like,
I'm
damn.
proud of you.
Yeah, I respect you.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was the matchup of the week, I think, in
Yeah,
NFL.
we
And
don't need to
what
watch
and
any more football for the
it
rest of the
did
week.
not disappoint. So you know what else didn't disappoint? And before we get into it, I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Kadenave Communications, for all of your social media needs, content creation, social media management. They're based locally here in Edmonton, and they do some great work. I mean, I know I might be a little biased, but they do some really good stuff over there. So shout out to them.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you to Caden Ave.
Team of massive Oilers fans over at Kadenave as well. So let's get into our Oilers update.
Yes, let's get into our Oilers update. Thursday night against the Columbus Blue Jackets. Of course, they had a stinker in Columbus earlier this season.
Yeah.
Of course, lost a tight, tight, tight game against Vegas. So, a bit of pressure, a bit of unease coming into this one. I don't know why I felt that way because, frankly, Connor was being recognized for his 1,000 points, fourth fastest player in the league to ever do it. Leonard McDavid comes out on the ice just being the
Oh.
cutest little pup that he is, making that celebration even better. It's great that his mom and dad were there, but like, let's be real. Like, Lenny stole the show. Lenny
Oh.
stole the show and then shots of
Yeah.
him in the suite after. And then Connor gets 4 assists. He set up every single one of the Oilers' goals against, or no, sorry, not every single one, but 4 points. So I think we start a petition that Lenny has to be at every game.
First signature, if I have to be like,
Yeah.
I am not
We're one and
opposed.
two.
Also,
Yeah.
can we have a game where we bring, where everyone can bring their dogs? Or is that pure chaos?
I mean, it's
It's chaos.
imagine how much dog poop would be
Yeah. See, here's the thing. My dog is very well behaved. My dog wouldn't take a shit in the arena. It just
Yeah.
wouldn't. But you cannot police every dog in that arena. But
No.
if I had access to a suite, I would love to bring Nelly Belly to the game.
Oh,
But
man.
Leonard can go. Leonard can come to a game anytime he wants.
Welcome every single
He's
night up on the
Prince
big screen for his
McDavid.
first NHL game.
I'm
The
obsessed
only
with that.
person on planet Earth, the only be living being on planet Earth that can outshine Connor McDavid, Leonard McDavid. I
Wait, does
almost
he have a
Leonard
middle name?
McDonald. Well, yeah, Leonard McDonald McDavid.
Leonard Francis McDavid. Our sweet prince of
Our
Edmonton.
sweet prince. Speaking of sweet and sweet
Oh.
guys, we got to talk. Zach Hyman missed 5 games. Of course, that also came with the Oilers' 5-day break. So it felt like we haven't had Zach Hyman in forever. And listen, another petition maybe to have him injured for 5 games. A bit of a slow start points wise. But then Thursday night gets 2 goals against Columbus. And it feels like, I'm not going to lie, like I think that was kind of what he needed. Like, I feel like now it's
Right.
like kind of like he's like slayed a bit of the dragon because it was probably weighing on him that he wasn't, 50 goals last year, 50 plus goals last year. And then this year, he was sitting at 3. So to get 2 warrants the Zach Attack shirt.
Oh, I love
Yep.
it.
Yep.
We
We're
got to
wearing
get
it at the
that. We got to
office.
get that on social because that shirt is incredible.
Yeah.
Shout
Yeah.
out
Don't
to
worry.
Amy McBain from Hoopla Media
Yes.
for
Another wonderful
sending
company.
us over
Don't
to us.
sponsor us though. So
Well,
you're
they
not
gave us
getting
shirts.
a long read.
No, they don't get a long read, but they did send us shirts, so we appreciate them for that.
Yeah. So I think like this is the turnaround. This is
Okay.
it, in
I've
my
heard that from a
opinion.
few people. I've heard that from a few people. You being one of them, of course. But
Yeah.
this is like, okay, where has Zach been? You know, like we haven't seen the same Shaq Hyman magic that we saw last season, and now I feel like Shaq Hyman has risen again.
Yes, he is. Was Shaq not like a genie in a movie? I
That
believe he was.
he might have been.
I think there's a movie where, and so now we have rubbed the, what does a genie come out of?
A lamp.
A lamp. We've rubbed it nice.
Okay, I was like, this could go horribly
This could
wrong.
go, oh yeah, no, it is going horribly
It's
wrong. But
going
we've rubbed the
the
lamp and
we
out
rub the lamp.
comes Shaq Hyman, the genie, and
Yes. I
oh wow, yeah, no,
like this
I'm really
visual.
like, okay, yeah.
I like this visual. We need to get this out into the world, I think. But I
Yeah,
like it. Jack
okay,
Hyman has
yeah, like
emerged from the he that better be a real movie, Quinn.
I'm
It's
pretty sure it is.
either Shaq or Sinbad, but I think it is Shaq, so
Hopefully, I'm not mixing up Shaq with Sinbad.
well, easy mistake to make. It happens all the time, frankly.
Everyday conversations,
Every
Shaq and
day.
Sinbad, interchangeable, frankly.
Interchangeable. Yeah, exactly. Sinbad, one of the greats in basketball.
Ah,
Or
yes,
wait,
and
or
Shaq.
wait.
Oh, wait, which
Or
one was it?
is that Shaq? Oh,
Wait. Oh,
God
God
damn it, it's
damn
happening
it.
again.
Anyway, so Shaq Hyman has emerged and he is making our wishes come true. And I didn't even mean to do it, but that's a beautiful segue
Oh, yes.
into our 12 days of Christmas for Oilers fans.
So we're gonna go back and forth. I think, okay, I'm gonna take odds, how about? And then you take evens.
Yeah.
And we're gonna just
I'm
do
ready
like
for
a
even. So, yeah.
okay, good. This might be somewhat spontaneous, but we're going to run through the list of 12 days of Christmas, but like 12 wishes for Christmas as it pertains to the Oilers season. Does
Yes.
that make sense? I hope it makes sense.
We're going to make it make sense. Nah,
You know
this makes
what?
sense.
We don't have to, you know, we don't have to follow any specific rules. This is our show.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, we can do
No.
whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah. This is who we are.
All right. Well, I guess I'm odd, so I'm going to
On the
kick off.
first day of Christmas. No, we're not going to sing it. Just to be very clear. Don't you
Please,
fucking
God.
dare.
On the first day of Christmas, my Oilers gave to me one Stanley Cup win for Connor McDavid in Edmonton.
In Edmonton,
Yes.
Rogers Place. It's game six, and they're winning the Stanley Cup. Oh my God, I can't even imagine what that looks like. Like, oh wow.
I will simply pass away from
Well, I mean,
excitement.
but you'll die happy,
Well,
so it
exactly. It's
doesn't even
fine.
matter. Sarah will be fine. I'll look
I
after
will
her.
name my firstborn McDavid. I'm not afraid.
McDavid, Leonard, Francis.
McDavid, Leonard Francis, Denim. Hey, real quick. Hey, Sarah Grace. That's my wife. If the Oilers win the Stanley Cup this year, can we name our firstborn McDavid? She says no, but her eyes said yes. That is
You know,
not us saying consent, by the way. That is her telling me with her eyes, I like the idea. I think I could get on board, but her having to put on the theater of saying, no, that's
That's
ridiculous.
stupid.
No, we can't do that. We couldn't
Don't be
possibly.
silly. Don't be silly. You're being a silly goose. Yeah. All
Okay.
right. On the second day of Christmas, the Oilers gave to me 2 goals a game from our sweet guy, Zach Hyman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
We're getting them to 50 plus.
that's attainable. Oh, 2 goals a game, like for the rest of the
Two goals
season.
a game the
Okay.
rest of the year. I
You know
don't think that's
what?
asking too much.
That's not asking too much. Not for our Shaq Hyman, the
The
genie in the
genie
bottle.
in the bottle has
Is it a
risen.
bottle or is it a lamp? Christina Aguilera says bottle. Aladdin says lamp. Anyway,
I'm
either
going with
way.
Aladdin.
Yeah, me too. I'm
Yeah.
going with Aladdin. Okay.
On the
On the
third day of
third
Christmas.
day of Christmas, my Oilers gave to me three shutout games in a playoff series, which means that the other team gets goalied three times.
Oh,
And
not often said here in Edmonton.
exactly. And no one can say a goddamn thing about my boy Stu.
Yep.
They can't blame him for
Okay.
shit.
Yeah. Once again, very attainable.
I think it could happen. When he is in like that one round last year, it wasn't Vancouver. I think it was Dallas.
Dallas. Yeah.
That he basically like they didn't get we didn't get a shutout or like multiple shutouts, but he was in like some he had transcended his
Yeah.
body. He was a different guy. And he was like, I don't know, he was like transcendental meditation while he was on the ice. I feel like he could make it happen.
Yep.
And I want to
Okay.
see that for him.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my NHL or Oilers gave to me four punches to the smug face of Matthew Tkachuk. Although we know that's not happening because he's going to turtle. So you can't really see his face when it's inside his jersey.
Yeah.
But you know what? I still don't think this is too much to ask. And the Florida Panthers are coming to town on December 16th. So pre-Christmas.
Okay,
Hey.
so that's really funny because on the fifth day of Christmas, we clearly didn't run through these together
No, I
ahead of time.
wanted to double up.
On the fifth
I
day of
want to double
Christmas,
up.
the phrasing of this is also hilarious. On the fifth day of Christmas, my Oilers gave to me five swift punches to the face by an Oiler landed on Matthew Tkachuk because somehow they prevent him from turtling and they've just got clear path to punching. So we're getting what if nine punches actually ultimately to the face of Matthew Tkachuk if
Just quick pops, right? You know, before
well,
he has a chance to turtle?
before he
Corey
has a
Perry
chance to
or Darnell
turtle.
Nurse?
Oh, yeah, I could see Darnell actually, or Corey, yeah, being the ones to do it. Because you
I
know,
mean,
I've
they've got.
always said I want a goon on the team because I think we need like a little bit more like physical like attack in a way. Maybe Darnell or Corey is going to be the one to land those pops on old rat fuck Chuck. But that is hilarious that those are four and five for us.
All right.
You really
So
don't like that guy.
listen, I've talked about it. The Prime series made me like
Yeah.
him a tiny bit more and it made me understand his impact. But listen, I still want him to get punched in the face nine times.
Okay, well, for legal reasons, I am not going to say that he grew on me after watching the Prime series because I did make a legally binding agreement in this podcast that I would have to shave my eyebrow if I came back and said, I have respect for Matthew Tkachuk. So we're not going to do that. But
No, that's fair.
maybe I recognize what you're saying. Maybe. Good
Yeah.
thing this is a podcast. No one can see anyone winking. No
Well,
one's
yes.
winking.
Okay. Nobody's winking. On the sixth day of Christmas, Uncle Daryl Cates gave to me a 6% decrease in season seat prices.
Oh,
Come on, man.
good one, Quinn. Good
Yeah.
one.
I'm a season seat holder. I get just slayed every year.
That is,
Why are you punishing your loyal fans,
yeah.
Mr. Cates? Seriously. And I, you know what? I wasn't being ridiculous. I wasn't being egregious and saying 12% on the
No.
12th day of Christmas. 6%, man. Come on.
That is a really good one and
Thanks, pal.
so needed. We'll never get it.
No,
Also,
no, 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 no.
you
This
know,
is.
Daryl Cates is known for his generosity around here and
Oh,
just being an overall great human being, right? So maybe, oh my gosh, maybe we also do a bonus wish where he gets like Scrooged. Like he gets like the ghosts of Christmas past and they like take him through. That would be great.
Yeah,
They show
actually,
him what his
yeah.
life is going to turn into if he remains a greedy cuck like he is.
So
And
we have Shackheim and the Genie,
yeah.
and now
And now Daryl Cates
Ghosts
is
of
going to
Christmas
be
Past.
haunted by the ghosts of Christmas Past, which is
Yeah.
such an excellent thing to happen this Christmas. So whoever is in charge of Christmas past hauntings,
We summon you.
we have a request. Who better to be like the focus of that, honestly. Okay. I like that one. Okay. This one's a little different in terms of phrasing. I took liberties. On the seventh day of Christmas, my Oilers gave to me a game seven win in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah. A couple of them maybe.
Okay.
Well, no. My heart can't handle a couple game sevens. One game seven is great.
Yeah, I don't want the other game sevens, but I think everyone wants a game seven in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I mean,
Yeah.
kind of, yeah.
It is like the two greatest words in sports,
Exactly. And
right? It's
ideally, if it's
excitement.
it, especially if it ends up being in Edmonton, but yeah.
In Edmonton. And yeah, because then that also means that they had home ice advantage. So that
Yep.
means that they've moved up the standings. So yeah, we like that. Okay. On
Absolutely.
the eighth day of Christmas, my Oilers gave to me 8 losses total for the rest of the season. Once again, don't think I'm asking for too much.
No,
Like,
not at all.
let's go on a heater here.
We're not asking for too much because look at the heater we went on last season.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
We're just
Yeah.
asking for like even half of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ex yeah, exactly.
Super
Just
attainable also. Super attainable. Yeah.
Yep.
We're being pretty realistic with with this list, let's be
I don't
honest.
think that any of these are a stretch.
No, not even the nine swift punches to the face on Matthew Tkachuk.
I mean, the only reason that's unrealistic is due to the fact that he's a turtle.
Well, yeah, but the wish is, well, at least on mine, is that somebody like has to keep him from turtling. Somebody like holds his neck out.
Yeah,
Like
right. Or
holds his
pulls
neck
his
still.
jersey down so that there's just like nowhere to hide.
Ties his hands behind his back, and then somebody else goes in and just five swift ones in a row.
Yeah, I mean,
I
like
act I would love it if it
this
was me, frankly, but it's not going to be.
No, that's not realistic, okay?
No.
you know, like this is bordering towards like assault charges.
No,
But
no. Oh yeah, if it happens off the ice. Okay, so on the ice, if
yeah, it
it
has to happen on the ice.
whatever, whatever. Girl can dream. Okay. On the
Day
ninth day of
nine.
Christmas, my Oilers gave to me nine Leonard puppies.
Francis McDavid.
Oh, come on. We
Oh
need a
my
litter. We need a
God.
litter. We need a litter from Leonard. I don't know, like, I mean, who Leonard has procreated with, but the product of Leonard McDavid. I want one. Actually, I want all nine.
I
To be
took
completely,
nine.
I took nine. Turns out I
Turns
might have been a
out
little more comfortable at six,
six.
but I took
For
nine.
those who are not obsessed with quoting movies, that of course is Bridesmaids.
Yeah. And if you did understand that reference, we like you.
We're gonna be friends.
Yeah,
We're gonna
we're
be
gonna be
fine.
friends. Yeah, I really want, I don't know if he's fixed, probably. I mean, no, you know what? This is my Christmas list. I
We're
want nine Leonard puppies. I want them born and I want to take one, at least one.
At least one,
And it would look
up
like
to six.
Nelly's baby anyway, you
That's
know?
exactly it. And Nellie would just love having
Love,
friends.
love Leonard Francis McDavid Jr. Yeah.
LMDJ. All right. On the 10th game of 10th day of Christmas. Woo, just really
Oof.
mixing things up here. 10th day of Christmas, my NHL game gave to me a 10-game losing streak for the Calgary Flames.
Oh, you
I
had to. You had to.
had to. You know how much I hate them. And I'm sick of them being in the mix right now. Go away.
Go away.
Go away. You're not good. This is all fake.
This is all theater.
This is theater. And now that Shaq Hyman has risen from the bottle or the lamp,
You don't
this
have
is
a
all coming
chance,
true. You don't
Calgary.
have a
Now
chance.
that Shaq Hyman is back, you don't have a chance.
Dream big, Flames.
Okay, I knew you would. I knew you had to do something. I knew you would throw a dig at the Flames in there somewhere. I knew it
Yeah,
was
well,
coming.
yeah.
Okay, on the 11th day of Christmas, my Oilers gave to me 11 more seasons of Connor McDavid with the Edmonton Oilers.
On the 12th day of Christmas,
Just
the
skip right
Oilers
by
gave to
that
me a 12-year
one.
contract for Connor McDavid.
Okay.
We share a brain.
We share a brain. It's not our fault. That
Yes,
is really
sorry,
funny. Okay,
listeners.
so I think if you're an Oilers fan in general, and anyone had to make their own list independently, like some of the we would have
What's
a
on the
lot of the same
list?
ones doubling up.
Yeah.
I want them for that many more years. I mean, if I had, here's the thing. If I had had 12, like if I was on evens, it would have been 12. I'll
Yeah, exactly.
gladly take,
So,
but the longer the better. Because even like if you don't have 12 years from now, Connor McDavid is, not really in his prime, but you still have all these young guys who get to learn under the legend of Connor McDavid. That's still
it's a
amazing
la
for the Oilers.
Pittsburgh Penguins with Sidney Crosby, right? So,
Yes.
yeah.
And exactly, love Sidney
He's
Crosby. He's
only an Oiler. That's just the way it
only an
is.
Oiler. He can't leave,
No.
right? And I don't want the satisfaction of the other teams if he does leave, right? So I think there's part of that as well, or a part of it is
Lock
that
him
as well.
in. Lock him
You're
in.
not going to Toronto, Connor.
You're not going anywhere, Connor.
No.
You belong to us. We own you, Connor.
Yeah, we're totally
Same.
rational and not, we're not gonna like misery Connor. Have you seen that
No.
movie? You know what?
Yes.
Never mind. I take it
I have
back.
actually.
Take it
Kathy Bates,
back.
come on, of course.
Yep, nothing bad is happening to Connor's ankle if he tries to leave. Nothing bad. Not for me. Not for me. Obviously, that was a joke. Someone told me. Okay. Well, that was fun, and I hope all of it
Yeah.
happens. Especially attainable because we doubled up on a couple.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Well, when you share a brain and you don't cross-reference and you just fly raw dog into
We
this
always
podcast,
we do
it's gonna
fly raw
happen.
dog. Yeah.
We raw
We
dog
raw
the shit
dog
out of
it
this.
often. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
But I
And
don't think that any Oilers fan out there listening has disagreed with any of this.
No, and they would have the same wish list, I think. They actually, you know what, if you're listening, we maybe we'll throw something on the Bit Social asking for some of your Christmas wish list items for the Oilers.
Yes.
Because we want to hear yours too.
Engage with us on social. We love that. We love to hear from you. So when we ask you
Yes.
for what your Christmas wish list is, we
Yes.
expect you to respond.
Well, I love reading the responses. I mean, I get so much joy out of people engaging on the story posts. Well, I love a good poll. So,
Yeah.
if I have a poll up there or if we've thrown out a question, we love to hear your comments and your feedback.
Except if
So,
we ask you what we should be talking about and you say less Oilers,
yeah,
that's not going to happen.
I'm not gonna call out names. But there were a
Chris.
couple of you. That was one. Yeah.
Yep.
There were a couple people who said less Oilers. And I think you have misunderstood the point of the
Assignment. Yes.
podcast.
You've lost the plot. And we actually no longer respect you.
We did get some we did get a couple people wanting more curling content,
I
which
mean, I listen.
I'm not
I
sure
love
how I feel
curling.
about it. I don't watch curling. I like to play curling. It's a good time, but I could get into curling.
Okay, well, I mean, let's
Okay.
do curling research, huh?
I'm in. Thank you for listening to The Bits, and please follow us on social media at The Bits Yeg and subscribe to our podcast on Apple or Spotify podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. And then please leave us a review as well if you like us, because that does help our podcast rankings. It helps us out, and we would appreciate it a lot. And tell your friends.
Absolutely. A local
Women,
ladies-led sports
let's sports
podcast. What else
podcast.
could you ask for?
All
Excellent.
right. We will see you on
See you on
another
another
time.
time.